It's a success and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, we're in Parshas Lech Lecha. And these Parshas just get more and more exciting. And we're going to do as we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Perek Yebeis, Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Lech Lecha me'artzecha u'miladecha mi'beis avicha el ha'aretz asher areka. Hashem comes to Avram and he says, go for yourself from your land, from your birthplace, and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. Rashi brings down right away, it's always about those first Rashis. Lech lecha, go for yourself, says Rashi, lanoscha, for your pleasure. Ulatovascha, for your benefit. Eschel legoi gadol, I'm going to make you into a great nation. All these great things. Rashi even goes as far as saying that I'm going to give you three blessings. I'm going to give you a blessing for children, I'm going to give you a blessing for money, and I'm going to give you a blessing for reputation. And it's very interesting, because we had Parshas Noach last week, and now we have Parshas Lech Lecha, and the Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos talk about the generations from Noach to Avraham, and we know that Avraham had 10 tests, and all the Mepharshim say that the first test, some Mepharshim say this is the second, was Lech Lecha, to go. But if you look at Rashi, what do you mean? That was the test. If someone comes to you and says, listen, go to a far out land, I'm going to give you wealth. I'm going to give you a good reputation. I'm going to give you a beautiful family. What was that test? That's not a test. That's amazing. So why is that the first test? Question 1b. Rashi tells us, quoting down from a Gemara in Psochim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. It says, Be'ascha L'goy Gadol, I'm going to make you into a great nation. Says the Gemara, Elokei Avraham, I'm the father of Avraham, Hashem says. Ve'avaracha, Elokei Yitzchak, ve'adgalcha shemecha, I'm going to make your name great. Says the Gemara, that is referring to Elokei Yaakov. Says the Gemara, you might have thought that the way you end off the bracha and Shmon Esrei, which we all, three times a day, says the Gemara, no. Ve'ye bracha, bechachot min, ve'lo bahem. I make the bracha only Magen Avraham. Why not all three? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Gemara says that we make Magen Avraham. Question 1b. Why are we only making Magen Avraham? It's a good question. We get Shmon Esrei all the time. Sometimes we've got to ask those questions. Why are we saying Magen Avraham, the shield of Abraham, of Avraham, when we also know we have Yitzchak and Yaakov? Question 1b. Question 2 comes along the great Nitziv, the great Rabbi Naftali Svi Yehuda Berlin, Rosh Hashiva Volozhin, 1816 to 1893. We need to know Jewish history. All the history of Volozhin, all the great Rosh Hashivas came out of Volozhin. But it's amazing. He asked the following. You know, Volozhin was amazing because they went from Maseches Brachos all the way through. And he taught all of Shas. A lot of yeshivas learned different Masechtas. You know, different yeshivas have different cycles. Most common yeshivas learn Noshin Nezikin, and Brisks, they learn Kodshim, about the Karbonos, but in Nitziv, they went from cover to cover, and they always had someone learning 24 hours, amazing, 24 hours. They had a person that had a Seder at 3 in the morning, a person that had Seder, again, it was crazy, Volozhin. Okay, the Haskalah came, and they knocked it out, but all the Gedolim, Jewish history, look, it's amazing. But look what he says, comes along the gate in Nitziv, and he says, look, Yudbeis posik dalet. Vayelech Avram kasher diber alav Hashem. Vayelech itolot. Va'avrom ben chamesh shanim v'shivim shana. He was 75, right? Lech lecha is lech lecha, 50 and 50. He's on a 100-year journey. Let's talk about that journey. He's on a 100-year journey. Starts at 75 years old. Very little literature in the Torah. We had last week parsha at the end. Talked about Avram going in the furnace and coming out okay. Very, again, not Midrashim, but in Torah, we skip 75 years. But you go from, he's 75, he has a journey, because after, he died at 175, so a 100-year journey, Lech Lecha, he's on a journey for life. But it's amazing, the Torah says, Avram went, 75, and then the next pasuk, Vayikach Avram et Sarah Yishto, and then he took Sarah Yishto. S and it's it. I don't get it. One pasuk after the other. Bang, bang. It says that he took Lot. And then seemingly he should take Sarah also. It's his wife. And then it says he went and he took Sarai. What happened here? There were two goings. He went, came back. Really? Question two. Question three. At the end of the parsha, again, there's so much. Avram goes down to Mitzrayim. The Ramban writes, fascinating. The Ramban writes that when he went down Mitzrayim, again, you need to be a Rishon to say this, that it was a bad thing. Maisa Avos Yitzira Labanim, Simon Labanim, the fact that he went down to Mitzrayim shows that Klal Yisrael was going to go down to Mitzrayim and they're going to go in slavery. It was actually a bad thing Avram did. Fascinating. Again, a lot of Rishonim argue on the Ramban, Nachmanides. But again, you have to understand the opinion. But everything, our Avos did affect us, right? It's the DNA of us. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. But then at the end of the Parsha, we learn about Avram being 99 years old. And he got a bris milah. It's very fascinating. If you look in the Chinuch tells us that we know that we got the Torah, Parshas Bo, Sarks of Mitzvos. Very few mitzvos in Sefer Bereishis. We have Puravu, where the world is multiplying. The mitzvah of milah, this week's Parsha. The mitzvah of Gihanoshet with Yaakov and Esav. But now we have the mitzvah of milah. Two questions on that. Again, we can have a lot of Torah on milah. Question number one is that we know that Avram was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. He kept all the Torah, Gemara Yuma Chav Ches. He kept everything. Why did he need a separate mitzvah of Bris Milo? We've spoken about this in the past. Amazing question. Question 3b, a lot of B's. That means there's extra questions, but I'm just trying to camouflage in history. But 3b is that there's an amazing Medrash. One of my Rebbeim, Reb Sachs, always quotes this Medrash. It's beautiful. The Medrash says, Nimol, Avram had a bris milo. And there's an interesting conversation between the great Rav Levi and Rav Brachio. Rav Levi comes along and says, Avram had a bris milo at 99. He had a bris milo before. How could a 99-year-old have a bris milo? I get nervous just thinking about having it at 8 days. Again, I don't remember so much when I was 8 days. That would be pretty amazing. But I don't remember, you know, when I had my oldest son. I have two sons. When I had my little son, the mole, one of my good friends, he's a mole, Rav Zimmer, and he came over to me. He's like, "Do you want to give me the knife? Because I'm acting as your agent." And Shlech, I said, "You take your knife. It's all yours. I'm not doing no knife." So I can't. You know, blood doesn't work for me so well. But so really, 99 says Rav Levi. No, he had it way before, and then he had a toughest Dom Bris. At 99, they took a little foreskin, but it wasn't. Says Rav Brachio, Rav Levi, Shoite. That's wrong. That's not Bikorsus. He had a bris milah at 99. What was the give and take? What was the machlokas between Rav Brachio and Rav Levi? Okay, so just chaz are over. Again, you got to know your Torah. You got to have it in your back pocket. You never know when you're going to be called on for your Torah, but you got to know your Torah. Question one, what was the test of Lech Lecha? Furthermore, why do we say Magain Avraham? Right? We say in Shmon Esther three times a day. Sometimes we have to take a step back and be like, whoa, hey, it's a good question. Why is Magain Avraham? Question two, it says that Avram Vayikach, he took Lot, and then it says that he went and he took Sarai. Why? And it's even interesting. Nor Chaim says it says Lashon Diber. Vayelech Avram Kasher Diber Alav. Diber is Lashon Kasher. It's a hard language, says the Gemara Makos. Why? What? When? He took two, there were two takings, Lot, and then came back, and then he got his wife. Question three is Bris Milah of Avram. How old was he when he got Bris Milah? Obviously, in the Torah, it seems 99. Machlokas in the Medrash. And furthermore, why did he need the separate mitzvah Milah if they got called Torah Kula? So what's the Yisod? What is the Yisod? So imagine. Avram is raised in the house of Terach. And he doesn't know so much. He's raised as a child. But then he realizes that there's a purpose for him in this world. Hashem put me in this world. I need to figure out, why am I in this world? What can I do for this world? Why did Hashem put me here? And Hashem realized that he's in this world for a purpose. You know, it's very fascinating. The Rambam, the great Rambam, wrote a beautiful sefer called the Mishneh Torah. He wrote a lot of svarim, the Rambam. And the Mishneh Torah was 14 books where he went through the Gemara and he codified all the Gemaras, right, in Brisk and in all the yeshivas. What they do is they learn Rambam because the Rambams are so exacting
Rav Soloveitchik would focus on every word. My grandfather, Rabban Zatzal, would always tell me that every word of the Rambam is precious. And all the Shiurim are based on Rambams, because he took the Gemaras, and sometimes he took Gemaras that the conclusion wasn't that way, and the Rambam went the other way. And a Rishon can't argue with a Gemara. And very fascinating, the Rambam. But the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, look inside, is amazing. He doesn't normally give Jewish history. Again, he has 14 books of all of Shas, all of Bavli, codifying it. The Rambam actually writes in the beginning, he says, all you need is a Tanakh and my Mishnah Torah. Again, we have a lot of Sfarim in the Rambam. He has his parish on the Mishnayos. He has the Mishnah Torah. He has a famous Sefer on philosophy, Mor Nevuchim, which Rabbeinu Yonah put in. Again, a lot of stuff, a lot of Jewish history. We got to know Jewish history. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he goes through all the Jewish history, which is not common because it's a halacha sefer. And he says that Avram was 3 years old and he realized that I'm in this world for a purpose. The Ravid, commentary on the Rambam, argues how old he was, but he said, I'm in this world for a purpose. And he's there. And we know that Avram had a test. And you have to know what a test is for. You know, a good teacher, they could go around the room and they could probably tell you exactly what each student knows. They could just see in the interaction. Sometimes students surprise us. But you could just tell exactly where a person usually is holding. Not always, but in his facial expression, if he's able to be involved, if he's grasping it. So the obvious question is, what's the point of a test? If the teacher knows what the student is about and how well they know it, again, sometimes they have to perform. So what's the point of a test? So all the Rishonim ask this question. Because again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. So why does he have to test us? Why does he have to test an Avram? So the Ramban comes along and the Ramban says, amazing. He says, you know what the power of a Nisayon is? You know why there's a test? Koach HaMenuse. Hashem knows everything. But I want to show the person himself what he knows. Sometimes you get a test. You know why you get a test? Well, I'm not scaring anyone that hates tests, right? I used to hate tests. But when a person gets a test, he gets to see what he knows. Hashem knows everything, but he wanted Avram to see. He said, I'm going to give you a test. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you how great you are. I'm going to show you that I believe in you. And that's what the point of the test is. Avram had this test. Lech Lecha, can you imagine? Again, he was promised such great things. But still, to leave your father's house, to leave everything you have, because doing the will of God, trying to find his purpose in his life, is not easy. But Avram says, all I want is the bitachon. All I want is the trust in Hashem. All I want is that relation with you, Hashem. You know, it's very fascinating. The Vilna Gaon says that we say in Shmona Esrei, Melech Ozer Umashio Magen. Melech, the king, Ozer. We know that Ozer, the Vilna Gaon says, the great Gra says, you know what Ozer means to help? A person needs to do his shtadlis, like we spoke about last week, the Ramban. The Ramban, you go in, all the zoos in the boat. How can you get all the zoos in the boat? Says the Ramban, no, you got to do what you can. You get as many animals as you can. And then there's going to be a miracle. But you need to do the first step, right? As you have to position yourself. As my Rebbe Rav Sacks always says, you got to position yourself, right? Mr. and Mrs. Moge, right? You got the email that you have to position yourself for greatness. You need to do his shtadlus. But then there's the next level. Moshiach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Savior. That a person realizes. Has to show him, a person goes to the doctor and the doctor says, I just want to tell you not such great news. This, found that. And the first response that a person needs to have is to pray to Hashem. Because only Hashem, he knows right at that minute that the only way, obviously he has to go to the best doctors. And obviously the doctors have to help him. But he needs to reach out to Hashem. And there's no atheist in a foxhole. Because a person needs to realize that. And that's Melech Ozer Umoshiach. Hashem is the Savior. Hashem is the one in charge. And then the last thing is Magen. What's a shield? You know, sometimes, says Rav Ligon, that sometimes things don't really make sense to us. But Hashem says, do it. and we don't always get it. And we think we know everything, but it's really sometimes the opposite of what we think. For example, tzedakah. Hashem says, I want you to give tzedakah. Not only do I want you to give tzedakah, test me. Test me. If you give tzedakah, I'll make you wealthy. You tell someone, listen, you want to be wealthy, you want to invest, go give money to the poor. That doesn't make sense. Like, I want to invest the money, I want to make the money, I should go give it to someone else? Hashem says, I know it doesn't make so much sense, and obviously you want to be a good person, but test me. That is my gain. That is a shield. That sometimes things look one way, but they're really a different way. My gain. But have trust in Hashem. Look at the bigger picture. I did something amazing in yeshiva. I started reading this book, Stephen Covey. I'm not such a big reader, but Stephen Covey has this amazing book about how to understand people and making life leadership. Rosh Yeshiva and Maser, Rav Isaacson told me this is like his book. I didn't even know. And I brought a picture. Amazing. Two pictures. I don't even want to give it away. Look at this book, Stephen Covey's book. But it's a way of, that you're able, you see one thing, and you think this is what it is, but it's really not that way. And the Rabbonu Shalom has a plan for all of us. You see X, but it's really Y. And a person needs to have that trust. You need to have that trust in Hashem. But again, you're told to give tzedakah, but I want to make my own money. No, give the tzedakah. Shout out to my dad. Give a dollar a day. Little bit makes such a difference, but not only that, you're going to get rich from that. Rich in mitzvahs, obviously, but even rich in money. And Avram, this was the test of Avram. The test of Avram was, lech lecha, go. Go, you're going to go on your journey in life. Right? Shout out to Uncle G, the journey of life. And it might be a tough journey. And you might have to leave your house, because your house is a bad influence on you. And you might have to leave your surroundings. But Hashem says, you listen to me. Because if you listen to me, greatness is going to happen. And Avram became such a Baal Bitachon, Baal Emunah. And you know what? Avram didn't even want the wealth. He only wanted to do it for Hashem. He had such this deep relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All he wanted to do is for Hashem. And we're B'nai Avraham. We're people of B'nai Avraham, like we spoke about last week. B'nai Noach, when challenge faces us, Noach just gets drunk, he runs away from it. And when challenge faces so many people, we just run away, we hide under the covers. But an Avraham says, I'm not going to hide under the covers. I'm going to realize that I have to be talking to Hashem, that I have, Hashem is there, He's rubbing my back, He's there for me. He's got my back, right? And He's rubbing my back. He's there for me. And I have this bitachon, and all thing that Avram wanted was this deep relationship. And we know that there's so much anti-Semitism in this world. There is so much anti-Semitism, right? But we know we're running the show because everyone is out to get us, right? Elections just happened, amazing things. You looked on Google, it was an Israeli flag. We're less than 1% of this world. And look what we're doing for the world. Comes along Ramissin Alpert, who was the Talmud Mavok of Ramoshe Feinstein. And Ramissin says an amazing thing. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in Avram the DNA of every Jew. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the world. And this is what davening's about, which we speak about davening a lot. But davening Avraham. Avram Abren's davening Amida. Amida means just standing up. Realizing that Hashem is in the world, that He's with us. He's not just in the world, He's with us individually. You know, davening's hard. We all know that davening's hard. Sometimes, I made a joke before, that we have to say Tfilas HaDerech before we start davening, because when we start Shmoneh Esrei, it's the most amazing thing. I don't know, maybe it's just me. You start Shmoneh Esrei and all of a sudden you start thinking of everything. What I'm eating for lunch, what I'm doing there, what I'm doing. Like, I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Like, think about it like 5 minutes afterwards. But no, you get so involved. That's why you have to say Tfilas HaDerech before you start Shmoneh Esrei. I don't know if anyone does that. Right? Rav Shua Dron says, amazing. All of a sudden, you feel someone pounding you. What's going on? Who hits me? And then you realize it's you saying Slach Lanu. Right? You know, we all know that you're in the middle of a Shabbos davening, all of a sudden you do Slach Lanu sometimes. Like, uh-oh, I hope no one saw that. So then you just like start feeling your body because you don't want anyone to see that you just did Slach Lanu at Shabbos davening. So, but Avram represents the idea of focusing. Avram represents the idea, I just got to make action. Actions speak louder than words. Comes along the Netziv, and the Netziv says something amazing. You know, it wasn't two goings of Avraham. Was it? It was, says the Netziv. Avram said, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to Canaan, our homeland. He took Lot and he went over there. You know, like sometimes, you know, you're making a decision and you're not sure and you're back and forth, and then you want to do this, and then you look back 20 years, like, I could have done that. Avram said, I'm jumping at all the opportunities. Says the Netziv, he ran to Eretz Yisrael, he left everything. He made sure, he made a kinyan in the land, and then he came back to get Sarai, his wife. Wow! What a pshat. Vayikach, vayidaber, says Or Chaim HaKadosh. If you know what vayidaber means, kosher. Avram says, I don't want anything. All I want is that relationship with you, Hashem. All I want is to get to Eretz Yisrael, to Canaan. That's all I want. Because all I want is that relationship, the emunah, the bitachon, lech lecha, and it's going to be difficult. I have to leave my past, but I'm going to look to the future. That's what an Avram's about. Lech lecha, it's a test. But it's a test of life. Am I going to bring Hashem into my life or not? They tell a great story. Told every time I say this story, when I heard the story, I got chills. It's an amazing story. There was a great Rav. He was one of the big tzaddikim, one of the gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Rav Gusman. Rav Gusman wrote Svarim, Kuntrit Shiurim, on almost every Masechet and Chas, thousands of pages. I remember one time I had to give a shiur when I was learning in Derech HaTalmud, Rav Ilson's Kolel, and I tried looking at Kuntrit Shiurim, and it was like 5,000 pages. I'm like, I don't know, maybe I'm not using this one. Right? So he was the Rosh Kol of Netzach Yisrael. He right in Shari Chesed. My parents have an apartment in Shari Chesed. They're here now. Amazing. And he was the big Rav, Rav Gusman. He was a big Talmud of the Brisker Rav. And I'm not telling this story. It's a little different story. But he was once walking with his Rebbe, the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav said, you know, this plant is poisonous. This plant is good to eat. This plant... And it turned out that Rav Gusman was in the Holocaust, and he ran away, and he was in the forest, and all he could eat was plants. And because of that 5-minute walk with his Rebbe, he was able to survive. And Rav Gusman had a yeshiva in Netzach Yisrael, beautiful, amazing yeshiva. And there was one point that they where his Bachman students were eating with a nursing home that was right by in the Rehavia area. And again, he was checking the Hechsherim, and it was good, and he decided it's fine, it's amazing. So then, some people found out about this, and they weren't happy. They weren't happy about the Hashkacha, they weren't happy about the nursing home's Hashkacha, and they didn't like it. And they came to Rav Gusman, and they said, Rav Gusman, if you let your Bachram eat in this nursing home, we are going to put signs over Geula, Me'esharim, all those signs that we see all the time, that you're in Cherim and you're doing bad things and you're giving your Bachram bad Hashkachas. And Rav Gusman turned to this person, powerful. And he said, listen, I've had the most covet one person could have, and I have the hardest things in my life. When I was in the Holocaust, my whole family was destroyed, was killed. There was one point where my son was murdered in front of me, and I had to take off his shoes, and I had to barter his shoes so I could get a little food so I would survive. I've had the hardest times in my life, and at the same time, I had the best times when I was 21 years old. I came in late to a major asifa. Rav Chaim Ozer Grudzinski, the Achiezer, was the Gadol Hador, was a Posek Hador. Everyone held that he was the Gadol Hador. And when I came in a little late, I was a dayan. And I came in a little late, and Rav Chaim Ozer, I was 21 years old, he saw me and he stood up, and the whole place stood up. I've had the most covet in my life. You don't get greater covet than that, that the Gadol Hador stands up for you, and a whole room of 1,000 Talmidei Chachamim stand up for you. Not that he was looking for the covenant, obviously, but that feeling of, oh my gosh. And I had the lowest points and I had the most amazing points. And he said, if you think I'm afraid of you, I'm in this world to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not afraid of you. I've had the hardest times and the best times, but I'm in this world for a mission. My mission is the Ribbono Shel Olam. My mission is that I'm here to serve him, and I'm not afraid of you. Avram was the same way. Avram was the creator of us. Avram was the DNA. We got the DNA from that because Avram, the individual, Magen Avraham, says Rav Soloveitchik, why Magen Avraham? Because Magen Avraham, it all starts from an Avraham. But although it starts from an Avraham, it also goes forward. We look at the past and we see what we have done. Look, coming from an Avraham, the Emunah, the Bitachon, but at the same time, looking to the future. Looking to the future for the greatness. Avraham. Why do you have the mitzvah bris milah? He knew all the mitzvahs. Says the great Mizrahi, amazing. Same point. What's greater? Mitzvah v'yoseh, to be commanded and do it, or ain't a mitzvah v'yoseh? Not to be commanded and do it. Obviously, it's a very high level. Person decides he's going to do something without being told. That's great. Imagine your wife, you take out the garbage for her. If she's like, oh my God, what's going on? Your mother, you take out the garbage. Well, she starts thinking, oh my God, my son, what does he want? He wants some money. He wants my car. There's sometimes maybe some other reason why he's doing it. But when it's mitzvah v'yoseh, I'm commanded and I do it. That's a higher level, says the Gemara in Kedushin. Why? Because I'm doing it for the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm doing it for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Comes the Medrash. Where the lady says, you know what? He got a bris milah before and then he did a toughest time bris. Says Rav Bracha, no way. No way he went 99 because all he was about is the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm bringing Hashem into my life. I'm living with Hashem. So I think this is the Yesod. The Yesod is that we're in this world to serve Hashem. We're in this world to get close to Hashem. Avram was the DNA. He went. He didn't wait. He just went to Eretz Yisrael. He took Lot and he went. He realized it was going to be a journey for life. And he realized that Mitzuvios, I'm commanded from Hashem, such a high level. And we all want greatness. But we need to believe in ourselves. We need to realize that we all have challenges, but we all could overcome them. Lech lecha. Let's take the journey of life, realizing that we're here for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Realizing that He put us in this world to accomplish, that we could do whatever we want as long as we set our minds to it. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos, Parshas, Lech lecha, and realize that we're here because we're B'nai Avraham, and everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.